Can you introduce yourself and what you do?
Sure. What I do for the Media Sanctuary or what I do in general?
You can do both.
Okay. I'm Ariella Zamchek. I'm a family medicine physician currently working in the field of public health as a fellow with the New York State Department of Health. So I've been doing a lot of work with the COVID response. I got involved with the Media Sanctuary through the People's Health Sanctuary, which I started to attend meetings for in November 2019. And sort of through my work with them, I got to know Branda, a lot of the people who are working at the Media Sanctuary. And over time, we developed a relationship and they asked if I'd like to be a board member. So at this point, I'm learning more. I'm still involved with the People's Health Sanctuary. We're planning all sorts of events and networking for our new space. So that's sort of what I'm up to right now.
Can you talk more about your fellowship?
Sure. So as a doctor, you go through a residency, which is kind of like an apprenticeship where you train on the job. And then after you get your residency, you can decide to specialize in a sort of a smaller field, a more specialized field. And some people will go into like sports medicine or geriatrics. I chose to go into public health. And so there are a couple programs around the country that train family medicine doctors to work in the field of health. I've been working with AIDS Institute, the Center for Environmental Health, Bureau of Chronic Disease, and in all of these different areas, I'm involved in specific projects. So right now I'm working on what's called wastewater surveillance. So like after we're done with people getting vaccinated and COVID is not the big crisis that we're in right now, we have to continue to monitor the population to make sure that there aren't new pockets of COVID outbreaks. So one way to do that is to actually test sewage because COVID is shed very, very well in the sewage. So if you can test that, then you could pinpoint where it's coming from and then target it, such as, you know, get testing out there, get services, quarantine. So that's one of the things I'm working on. I'm also working on what's called E-Valley, which is e-cigarette and vaping associated lung injury. This is a lung disease that is thought to come from vaping marijuana cigarettes or nicotine vapes. And doing research to figure out how to predict whether somebody will get really, really sick or not. You know, is it age? Is it like what kind of medical conditions they had already? Is it gender? So that's one of the things I'm looking at. I'm also looking to transgender disparities in pre-exposure prophylaxis, which is a medication that can prevent you from getting HIV, which is available now, but a lot of people have trouble accessing it for different reasons. So I'm helping the Department of Health kind of tailor its response programs based on research that I'm doing. So those are a couple of the projects I'm working on as part of my fellowship, which ends in May. And then I graduate with a sort of subspecialty title and also with a master's in public health. So that's coming up soon.
I know you mentioned public and environmental health. So what do those mean to you?
Environmental health is the place where you live, work, and play. It's the air that you breathe, the soil that your children play in and your plants grow in. It is the sort of the landscape. Are you near a big highway with lots of cars? Are you in a place where lots of buildings? And that influences health. So for example, we know that if you grow up in a home near a highway, you're more likely to have asthma. Women who are pregnant around lots of green areas and green spaces may have a lower chance of having a premature baby. And also lead in water, lead in paint, of child development. So environmental health is sort of all the ways that your living, working, and growing environment affect your physical health and also the health of generations to come, because we know it's not only what you experience as yourself, but what your experience can influence the experience that your children have and their children's children because of some interesting science called epigenetics, where really, you know, you are not limited to what your body interacts with in your own life. The genes of a fetus are actually changed by the mother's environment. So it's really a crucial area. You know, we think of it as like almost arbitrary. Like, it doesn't matter where you live, but it matters a lot, not just for your physical health, but also for the health of generations to come. And also from a background in health equity, the concept that we have such different opportunities just based on where we live and how the environment affects us. And it's not just, are you smart? Can you go to school? But, do you have to fight through asthma? Do you have to actually deal with breathing problems or learning disabilities caused by lead poisoning? So our environment affects our health in so many ways. And if we're going to start talking about health equity, we need to talk about how we can change the environment that we live in to make sure that people grow up with the same advantages as other people.
Do you feel that people's environments affect if they will be affected by COVID or not?
Absolutely, it does. Yeah, we're seeing that COVID risk is highest in urban areas and also in areas where there are more people of color. And that has to do with longstanding issues surrounding the environment that they're in, access to services, access to healthcare. Absolutely, COVID has really kind of like exposed all that was already there, but maybe people weren't talking about as frequently. So yeah, absolutely. COVID is very much affected by environment.
Like you said earlier, you are also part with the Sanctuary and People's Health. Can you go more in depth on People's Health and like what their mission is?
Yeah, so People's Health Sanctuary, its goal is to create a community health space that is not a traditional clinic where like a doctor sees patients and you get labs done and then you prescribe medication. It's the theory behind Health Sanctuary is to be a community space that allows people to achieve empowerment through health education, through teaching each other, by being a center where people can share food, share knowledge. And it's growing. So I still don't have a clear answer to, what it will be. But as of now, we've really tried to listen to the community and tailor whatever kind of services or activities we do based on the needs of the community. For example, there's been a lot of interest and discussion of death and dying in COVID. And that's not like the kind of like nicest or like most pleasant thing to talk about, but it's real. And it's we were asked to do some programming around that. So we did a Zoom call, sort of a lecture series. We also have an altar in Freedom Square. People can leave sort of tokens of their loved ones who died. We're also working with community gardens to work on issues related to food insecurity. We also did a Zoom event on COVID. And we're also trying to clue people into where and when they could be vaccinated and how to best protect themselves. And the other thing that we're starting to talk about is focusing on harm reduction, sort of reducing the harm of substance abuse, particularly opiates, the chemical in heroin, which has been leading to a lot of deaths in Troy in the last few months. And if we were to be a center where people could access supplies and education, then we could really help prevent harm of using drugs. We really want to be a space that's not about me, it's not about, the other doctors, but really led by the community. And we are there to facilitate and create whatever needs to happen, but not in sort of a traditional top-down way.
So this is my last question I have for you. And I really like asking this question when I do interviews, but where do you see yourself in 5 to 10 years?
That's a really good question. I've been asking myself that a lot because I'm in a place where I'm sort of looking at my next job. So my dream would be to serve as a kind of a medical director or health commissioner for Rensselaer County. That position doesn't exist right now because the county is too small. But I would really love to be in a place to help connect people and organizations to really uplift the health of Rensselaer County, to improve access to food, to actual medical care that extends beyond a clinic visit, and to improve physical environment as well, make sure streets are safer and walkable, and that kids have safe places to play. So that's I'd like to be in a community health director type of role in the next 5 years. I don't know if that's possible, but that's my dream.